This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. A new art exhibit documenting the local Black Lives Matter movement is open for virtual viewing. It showcases the thousands who marched in San Luis Obispo for months in 2020 who are calling for racial justice as part of the national outcry over the killings by police of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. KCBX's Michael Barros has more.
Breonna Taylor! Breonna Taylor!
The installation at the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art is titled We All Bleed. It includes black and white photographs of the 2020 marches taken by Richard Facillo. Alongside his photos are audio clips of local black activists talking about their experiences.
How important it is that small communities like San Luis Obispo County and the city, how important activism is and can be, and how it could actually affect where we live.
Facillo says his intention is to highlight both the joyous and tense moments throughout the marches, partly by including protest signs that cover a full wall of the exhibit.
I mean, we had like 100 signs, which was really awesome. It was really fun to put together on the wall. It was kind of like a giant Tetris piece.
Joshua Anthony Powell, also known as JP, is a contributor to the art installation and is one of the people in the photographs. During the height of the marches, Powell says many people were pushing an incorrect narrative that the protests were destructive and violent.
These marches, this movement that happened was beautiful, and it brought people together, and it allowed folks a space to feel free.
It's been slightly over a year since police killed Breonna Taylor. And Powell, who uses they-them pronouns, says they hope Taylor's loss is not forgotten, and that the art exhibit will serve as historical documentation of the continuous fight for racial justice following her death.
Can you fathom that? Can you fathom just sleeping, feeling as if everything's okay, you have your partner next to you, holding you safe and tight, all of a sudden, your door gets busted down, 32 rounds of bullets get blown all throughout your apartment, and you are the only casualty there.
Nala Lohman is a SLO County resident featured in the exhibit. She says she's happy to see black representation in San Luis Obispo in a way she hasn't before.
There are people out there who are going to uplift us the way Richard has. And so it's okay for us to keep going out and making, you know, the white community uncomfortable because we just want to fight for our liberation. Having such a symbolic art installment by Richard put in downtown SLO, that was huge for us.
Lohman says over time, as the protests got smaller due to the worsening pandemic, mutual aid efforts increased that included community efforts to redistribute money, food, and needed resources to residents who need them.
So it's a lot of like little things like that that people don't see as a part of activism. They think that, you know, the only thing we do is post on Instagram and show up for protests. But a lot of us, it's a lot of Zoom meetings. It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of talking with officials.
Lohman encourages her peers to keep moving forward with the activism that started during these protests.
With all of that, just continue to fight day in and day out wherever you are, you know, whether it's in your family, whether it's within your friend group, or if it's physically within your community.
The exhibit We All Bleed, documenting the perspectives of black activists in the Black Lives Matter movement in San Luis Obispo, are on display at the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art and also can be viewed virtually on the SLOMA website. The installation will be up through May 2nd, and the exhibit also features a film by civil rights photographer Danny Lyon, titled SNCC, hosted in partnership with Race Matters SLO. The film will premiere both in person and virtually, with a conversation between Lyon and local activists following the showing. Tickets will go on sale April 10th, when guests can also sign up for a timed viewing of the gallery. For KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.